Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 20, 1805. A misinterpretation between interpreters. The two interpreters for Lewis and Clark were the French trader Charbonneau, husband of two Indian women, and René Gessomme, a free trader at the Mandan villages. Gessomme had access to trade goods and lived with the Mandans until he moved into Fort Mandan with his Indian wife. Today, Clark writes,
"A cold, fine day. Several Indians at the fort today. A misunderstanding took place between the two interpreters on account of their squaws. One of the squaws is Charbonneau. Being sick, I ordered my servant to give her some fruit stewed and tea at different times, which was the cause of the misunderstanding." Captain William Clark, January 20, 1805.
Sacagawea was one of Charbonneau's wives, and at this time was a little over 8 months pregnant. It's quite likely that she was the one not feeling well. Sacagawea was probably the most familiar member of the Corps of Discovery. It is certain that she played an important part in the westerly voyage. She taught the captains how to gather roots and berries for food when they most needed nourishment. Her most significant help was in leading the Corps to the Limhi Shoshone Indians, where the Corps succeeded in getting horses to continue their trek across the mountains. While many untruths and legends have been written about her, Sacagawea's story is truly remarkable and requires no embellishment. She was not the lover of Captain Clark, as a novelist wrote a few years ago, to the discredit of them both. A favorite question is, where is Sacagawea buried? Three reservations, the Wind River in Wyoming, the Limhi Shoshone in Idaho, and Fort Manuel in North Dakota, compete for this distinction. Fort Manuel wins out, as she was known to have been living there when Clark wrote in an account book sometime between 1825 and 1828, Sacagawea dead. She was thought to have been about 25 years old. She will be mentioned many times as the Corps continues its trek across the continent. Tomorrow, a case of the pox.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkins. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.